Whose side are you on? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Have you been reading up on the Goldman Sachs lawsuit and how all those deals worked? Do any of you understand any of it? Do any of us in the normal world understand the concept of selling short or selling investments you don't actually own? No, we don't. For most of us, a short sale is when Walmart announces DVD players 50% off for the next 30 minutes. We used to assume that even though we might not understand this stuff, surely the sophisticated investors did. We used to assume that when one guy can earn $500 million on a single transaction, it must be a good thing. Then we learned it wasn't necessarily a good thing. And yet that guy still got to keep his $500 million. And now, lobbyists for that guy and others like him warn us that letting the government regulate guys like him would be a job killer, killing the jobs of people who create incomprehensible deals with the potential to tank the economy. It makes you want to cry. So I guess more government regulation is out of the question, no matter what the president says. I was hoping we could at least require a disclaimer, you know, something like, the investment you're about to buy was carefully designed by a guy who'll make $500 million if it fails. But no, instead, we'll keep a system where the people who make money through deception live in mansions and hire lobbyists, while those of us who miss a $2,000 mortgage payment have to live with relatives while searching for temp jobs. Yes, when the founders said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I'm sure that's exactly the system they had in mind. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.